USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is addressing a joint session of Congress this hour, where he's expected to roll out his American Families Plan, a $1 trillion package for education and child care programs. His speech is being delivered in front of a limited audience due to the pandemic. Just 200 people are in the chamber. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott will deliver the Republican response. And the mayor of Columbus, Ohio, has requested a federal probe into the city's police department. Mayor Andrew Ginther and City Attorney Zach Klein sent a letter to the Justice Department Wednesday asking for an investigation into the practices of the department following the death of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant and the department's handling of last summer's protests after the death of George Floyd, which drew heavy criticism. In the letter, Ginther and Klein asked the DOJ to engage in a review of Columbus police operations, identifying any and all racial biases in policing efforts and coordinate solutions for reform. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Department of Homeland Security has released new guidelines to agents regarding the arrest of illegal immigrants near courthouses. Lance Pry has more.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced new guidelines on Tuesday to limit the arrest of illegal immigrants in or near courthouses. Alejandro said ensuring that individuals have access to the courts advances the fair administration of justice, promotes safety for crime victims, and helps to guarantee equal protection under the law. End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the FBI has executed search warrants at the home and office of former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Agents seized computers and cell phones from the properties. The personal lawyer of former President Donald Trump has been under a federal investigation into his business dealings in Ukraine. Giuliani has said that the investigation is politically motivated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers have begun negotiating over the president's infrastructure plan, with the GOP offering a counterproposal costing nearly a quarter of the president's package. Representative Michael McCaul believes that both parties can come together on some parts of the plan. The Texas Republican tells ABC News that most of those issues where Congress can come together are on physical infrastructure projects.
I really think we can. We did it with the COVID packages last Congress. I think infrastructure is one area where we really have a lot of agreement. We do have a slimmer bill, if you will, that really talks about traditional infrastructure, roads, bridges, you know, broadband, broadband out there in the rural counties where they need this. There is a lot of consensus. I would hope the president would capitalize that and not listen to just the far left in his party, like AOC, who's committing this.
And a new poll found that a majority of workers prefer to keep working remotely. Tim Berg has that story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
According to a new survey from FlexJobs, 65% of remote workers want to keep working from home when the pandemic is over. Just 2% say they would prefer to return to the normal office model. Another 33% say they would prefer the hybrid model that combines office and remote work. The survey found that 58% would look for a new job if they had to return to the office full-time.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.